Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast and Happy New Year. My name is Braden Pohowicz.
And my name is John Drabert. We're so thrilled that you have tuned in to this week's story.
We are jumping off season 5, which is incredible. We've got some great stories and exciting lessons planned, and including the story of Moses leading Israel out of Egypt.
You know, that tale is pretty epic, and you know, we're going to have a whole series of episodes on that story this season.
If this was a Hollywood movie, it would be an epic blockbuster, and we are excited to share it with everybody.
Absolutely. It actually fits, this story today actually fits very, very well with this last week's story, A New Thing.
Today, we're going to be looking at a story found in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. A little bit of background about this story is Jesus had been traveling around and he'd been changing people's thoughts on many different things. He'd been teaching and talking and healing, and people's lives were being changed.
That's right. So previously in this chapter, there's some pretty big lessons that Jesus throws out there. So Jesus sets some new standards for marriage and talks about divorce as well.
Yeah, and then later we see the disciples scold parents for bothering Jesus by bringing their children to him to simply be blessed. But instead, Jesus then scolds the disciples for not letting the children come to him.
And then he tells a very religious man to sell everything he has, which seemed crazy to everyone who heard his instructions.
Yeah, I mean, and then continuing that on, he then predicts his own death, which confuses a lot of people because he was supposed to be the savior and has talked about being the savior. And how could Jesus save people if he was dead? It really messed up some people.
Yeah, this chapter is like everything's flipped upside down, it seems like. And so then finally, Jesus tells his disciples that if they want to be a leader, they need to learn to serve. Hmm. So all these things were backwards thinking. And then we get to the story that we have for today, in which Jesus asks someone this colossal question: what do you want me to do for you?
Wow, the word colossal. Have you been, mm-hmm, did you get a thesaurus for Christmas, John?
You know, I used the online thesaurus that most people have.
Gotcha. Okay, so yeah, it's a great word. As we said, Jesus was traveling around with his disciples and they came to Jericho. Now, it doesn't say much about what they were doing in Jericho, but I think we can safely assume that Jesus was teaching and probably healing and preaching and just communicating to the people.
So, Braden, pause. Why would you make that assumption? It's probably the right assumption, but maybe dig in it a little bit deeper.
Well, as we see specifically in the New Testament, that was Jesus's way. That was how he went about things. Once he started his teaching and his preaching, that's what he did. So we recognize that he did that pretty much wherever he went. Plus, we see that one of the main characters in this story calls him my rabbi, which means teacher. So he had probably been listening to Jesus teach already in this scenario.
Right. So very good point. So now they're leaving Jericho, and it doesn't say this, but I picture that many people have gathered around Jesus as he and his disciples were leaving.
Yeah, I think that's another safe assumption too. We see Jesus constantly followed by crowds and really not having any alone time. Man, imagine this as they're leaving, okay? So we're setting the stage, if you will. My favorite thing to do. Okay, so imagine this. They're leaving. There's lots of people, you know, around. There's crowds.
It's noisy.
There's kind of a buzz, you know, as you're walking out of a street. Yeah. And there's a blind beggar there, and he starts yelling at Jesus. He starts...
But not angry yell,
not
right?
angry, yelling for Jesus, you know, to get his attention. And he's starting to make a scene and causing a few people to feel uncomfortable and annoyed. You know, when you're in a crowd and someone starts doing something and everyone's like kind of just like shyly looking away and everyone feels awkward for that person. that's what's happening.
Yeah. And then there are people in that crowd who are angry. And this is what happened here in this story. There's people who started yelling at this blind Bartimaeus, this blind man, and telling him to be quiet. But he didn't listen to them. He just shouted all the louder.
Yeah, exactly. So we see this blind man, Bartimaeus, and he then yells. And he says, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
You did that very well, Braden. Your dramatic presence comes in handy every once in a while with this podcast.
Well, thank you. I do say I am nothing if not dramatic. And you know from hiring me that I am often dramatic. Always. Always, often.
It's pretty much always.
It's in my blood. Yeah, I mean,
so I'm not sure.
Oh,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, it's like how I bring joy, it's how I bring justice, it's how I change the world with who I am.
It's true. And I often, Braden, I just don't know how to respond to your dramatic flair, but you know, it's cool. I love you.
We just let it happen.
Yes.
So on with the story. Jesus hears him yell this, trying to get his attention, and he tells some others to bring that yelling man to him.
So imagine what an incredibly emotional high this must have been for blind Bartimaeus. So like you said, he probably had heard Jesus teaching and heard the stories of Jesus healing others. And from this, he unapologetically yelled for Jesus to have mercy on him. You know, we know how desperate he was because of his yelling and how his actions. And now he has the full attention of Jesus and probably the whole crowd from the scene that he had created when he was yelling. And Jesus is about to respond.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I can't relate to Bartimaeus' specific situation. He's blind and I only wear glasses. I can still see. Mm. He is a beggar, and I don't often beg for things unless it's a hug from somebody. And he lived in an entirely different part of the world in a completely different time. Yet, I feel myself empathizing and feeling his emotions because I get this scenario. I too have problems. I need healing, and I can feel the passion and cry that he's reaching out for Jesus. I understand that place.
You know, Braden, I think we can all relate to Bartimaeus in that way. We all need Jesus to have mercy on us. We need healing in some way, whether it's physical or from the hurts and brokenness that we've experienced in life.
Yeah. Okay. We're getting to my favorite part of the story where it's like super dramatic and powerful. So here is where my dramatic flair comes in handy. John, you get to be the narrator for this part, and I will say Jesus's line.
Really?
There's only two of us, so I gotta trust you with something.
Alrighty. I appreciate your trust. All right.
Okay, you gotta say it with some gumption, John, some flair. Because this is the most important part of the story. If we mess this up, well, then we just, you know, we said this whole story. We've been rambling this whole time. And then if we mess up the main point, then why are we even here?
So there's a ton of pressure right now, in other words. Oh, dear.
There is a ton of pressure, John, and you can do it. I believe in you. No, I'm going to say it. You can do it. Put your big boy pants on and make it happen.
Okay. All right. I got to clear my throat. Narrator voice.
Yes.
Here we go. So they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Come on, he's calling you." Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus.
Okay. Now picture my face, which is really ruggedly handsome and some super intense look. I have an eyebrow raised to indicate an inquisitive look.
I have a picture of like a movie star or something.
Exactly. It's perfect.
Wow. Let me bring you into your line.
Okay.
He jumped up and came to Jesus.
"What do you want me to do for you?"
Jesus asked. "My rabbi," the blind man said, I want to see. And Jesus said to him,
go, for your faith has healed you.
Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Wow. That was maybe a little bit over the top, even for you, Braden. But
I told you, once I get on the roll of the dramatic, I can't stop. This is it. This is going to be my day now today. I'm going to be super dramatic, and everyone's going to suffer because of you.
Wow. I feel like I should interview and see what it was like to play Jesus in this mini play.
The people at the supermarket are going to be wondering why I'm singing out loud. Anyway, that's my superpower. But it's such an important question, and it is a little bit dramatic and a little bit over the top, but look at that question. What do you want me to do for you?
It really is a huge question. And I think there's a couple of lessons that stand out to me, at least, when we look at this story. First of all, you know, we're not going to annoy Jesus with desperate attempts for him to hear us. You know, others were annoyed at Bartimaeus, but not Jesus. He had compassion for him and gave Bartimaeus his full attention.
Right. Jesus always has time. I mean, that's the thing with him about being human and God. It's not like we can spread him thin. He wants to communicate with us in that way. And so even the people, even if we feel, you know, unimportant or significant, or society views people as that, Jesus does not. I mean, look at the stories earlier in this chapter. Jesus blesses the children, which people often just push aside, you know. Another time, he then tells the disciples that they got it backwards when they're competing or desiring for the best position in heaven one day. John, what's the second lesson?
Well, I think the second lesson that stands out to me, at least, is that I think we can be bold, just as bold as Bartimaeus, and tell Jesus exactly what we want from him.
Indeed. The things that we want Jesus to do for us may not feel, well, to us, as significant as Bartimaeus's request. But let me assure you that he wants to answer our questions just as he did Bartimaeus's question. And he continues to ask us, what do you want me to do for you?
So, Braden, I got a question for you.
Okay.
What if Jesus' response to us isn't as miraculous as in this story? I mean, Bartimaeus was healed, and it was drastic. It was dramatic. It was life-changing for him.
It was. And I often say this, is we don't always get to see those answers. Or God's timing is very different than our timing. And so you're right. Not all of God's responses are going to seem as miraculous, although some are. And sometimes they're miraculous and we just can't comprehend that. But I think we can be grateful to know that Jesus does respond. We just might not understand that response in that moment, or it might not be the response that we expect. But let's take a look at Bartimaeus and see if we can relate to him there. Now, he was a blind man, and he was probably blind for a while, perhaps his whole life. You know, and so we see him struggle with this, and we see him become so desperate that he's yelling in a crowd. He's making himself, you know, look awkward or silly, but it doesn't matter to him. He'd probably ask God many times for help. He'd probably ask God many times for healing, but he didn't get it in the way that he wanted. He didn't get the answer that he wanted until this very specific moment. I mean, he had lived with something that he didn't want for so long, but that never stopped his faith in Jesus and you know, really led him to the desperation or the continuous call.
That's very well said. So we shouldn't stop asking and maybe even expressing our true feelings about how desperate we are for Jesus to intervene. And then patiently and respectfully, but authentically come to him again and again and again until he responds. After all, he won't be annoyed with our persistent and desperate requests.
No, absolutely. And I think one thing I like to think of, John, is we can persistently and you know, maybe even annoyingly to ourselves request help and healing, but we also get to persistently and annoyingly, you know, praise God and love him and thank him for those things.
Yeah.
So it's just that act of constantly doing it. We can't annoy him with the asks, but we also can't annoy him with the gratefulness or the love, just as he doesn't annoy us with those things.
That's awesome.
Okay. It is time for our growth tip. Now, our growth tip for any new listeners or people who are just tuning in is a way for us, all of us, to grow in a relationship with Jesus.
All right. Brayden, usually you're trying to insert some sort of jingle or song here that you've written on the spot. And, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, well, I'm taking my dramatic flair to the next step, and I am making a vow of songlessness.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, John, there will be no singing or jingling of a tune for the growth tip, because you have promised that we will have something legit at some point. And I'm sticking to that. I'm putting my foot in the ground. I'm putting my tune in the ground.
Dirt.
and I'm holding out until we have something legit that focuses and shows us the importance and the flair and the awesomeness of the growth tip.
You are so dramatic. I love it.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Okay, fighting, so no fighting, song for today. No jingle.
No jingle, but I am fighting crime and bringing joy through tunage to the world. It's it's the dramatic way. Can't help it.
There you go. I don't know what crime has to do with it, but I love it. It's in the script.
It's a crime not to sing.
Oh, there you go. All right, I'm in full support of it. On to the growth tip. Today, we would like you, and it's a very simple growth tip, but it's so, so profound. We would like you to spend some time in prayer. Schedule it into your day. Plan when, plan where it will happen, and even plan the topic if you can get that far into your plan. What is it that you are so desperate to ask or to tell God? Then, when you're there, it's time, cry out to God. Cry out to him, just like Bartimaeus did in his authentic and dramatic fashion. Don't hold back. Prayer is not the time to be proper, but it is a time to be completely transparent with our thoughts, with our emotions, with what we're feeling. Just give it all to God, as dramatic as that might become.
Yeah, see, John, being dramatic brings justice. It's
what?
Yeah. Well, you said cry out dramatically, and since Jesus' healing is always a form of justice, then we can assume that being dramatic brings justice. Correlation, causation, John, come on.
I'm pretty sure that Jesus' healing is the thing that brings justice to our world and to each of us, so...
Yeah, but he's bringing healing through the dramatic prayer that leads to justice.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, mic drop.
All right. Thank you, Brayden. I love you.
I love you
your
too.
Dramatic flair. Hey, everyone. Thank you for spending time with us today. We love you so very much.
Yeah, we are so grateful to be jumping into season 5 here with you. You guys have been such a blessing to us. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Bible Story Pod and subscribe to wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
We're praying for you that you will grow in a relationship with Jesus.
Have a great week and take care.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.